adult finds what he's doing, and Tennessee fans included, finds what he's doing to be, you know, offensive. I'm not offended, but I think it's pretty dumb. I think he's made an ass of himself, and I can't see how that helps him long term.
But you know what? We're talking about him right now.
Right, that, exactly. Well, that's his goal. And exactly that is his goal. He said that his theory is, and he said it publicly,
even bad publicity
is good publicity. And that's his bad publicity. And in our terms, I heard him say it a week ago. Before I got here, nobody was talking about Tennessee. Nobody.
But now people
now
are talking about it in a bad light.
But they're talking
but they're
about
talking.
It.
Maybe September the 18th. Is that when they play Florida? Let's talk about on the 19th.
Right. And he couldn't use, I mean, what could he do? What could he do to put them in the media in a positive light in the summer, you know?
Help an old lady across the street.
Yeah, but right. That's the point. Is it's hard to get your name in the media during the summer when nothing's going on in a positive light. The only way to do it is to kind of be a jerk, and he's got the market cornered on that. So
you just don't like him because he's a Tennessee.
You're right. I don't like him. I can promise you one thing. Well, if we could get him on the show, I would love to have him on the show. I was going to say he'll never be on our show, but I would.
I bet he would. Called him.
Yeah. Publicity?
It would be free publicity, man. Let's call him right
now.
In fact, let's take a break. Let's call him during the break. Let's try to get him on next break.
We do have to.
Variable, can you work for me then?
We do have to get to a break, but we will be back to talk about we're going to go over our list, our top 10 offensive players in the state of Georgia this year. You are listening to Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Only 790 MVPs can register to win an AirChan Airways Ultimate Away Game Experience, which includes a first-rate trip for two to Charleston. Only at 790thezone.com.
This is Chipper Jones. The average Metro Atlantan commutes 39 miles every day. If we each carpool once a week, we could take millions of miles off our roads. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts inside in the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here.
Oh, it's getting cold. Cold, put on
all your clothes.
Cold, put on.
Oh, it's getting
cold. Cold, put on
all your clothes.
I am getting
cold. Put on.
When you drink a beer as cold and refreshing as Coors Light, everything turns cold. Frostbrewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Cold.
My name is Kevin. Last weekend, I reached into the cooler for a beer, but I didn't know if the beer was really cold. I didn't have insurance.
Are you insured? Do you know when your beer is perfectly cold and refreshing? Of course, there's no insurance policy for beer. But if you're drinking from the new Coors Light 12-ounce cold-activated can, you're covered. The mountains on the can turn blue when your beer is as cold as the Rockies. Cold beer. That's our policy.
Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light believes with great beer comes great responsibility.
President Mike Bales negotiated a special 7-night room rate to the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. Visit where AtlantaPlays.com and the promo code Atlanta. That's in Bucks and Biloxi. Yeah, that's great.
I was so busy today, I actually spoke in text language. OMG.
I was so busy today, I ate a frozen entree. Frozen.
Oh, yeah, I was so busy today, I was forced to devise a way to download email directly into my brain.
Yes, we know you're busy. That's why we're reminding you to put Domino's Pizza and Coca-Cola on your calendar for dinner tonight. When Domino's Pizza and Ice Cold Coke are on the table, the family will gather. It's the perfect combo of convenience and deliciousness.
I was so busy today, I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator.
I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator while collating an annual report.
It's easy to make dinner time great for the family. Visit Domino's.com. Coke and Domino's are the perfect complement, and you'll have one less thing on your plate, so to speak. For a limited time, get a large Domino's pizza with any 3 toppings for just $9.99 and a free 2-liter of Coke. It's the Coke Summer Family Meal Deal. Order online or call your local Domino's. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Pollock and Bell.
Tennessee headman, Lane Kiffin.
This guy is radio gold. Gold.
Yes, he is.
When it was slow this year, we were waiting for the playoffs to heat up in the NBA. You provided us with a lot of stuff. Lane Kiffin, good to meet you. How you doing?
You're welcome, first of all. I've heard that a lot. I've helped a lot of ratings.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on a overcast Sunday in Atlanta. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone, and you are listening to Score Atlanta's the one, the only official visit. Of course, we are the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us what, Fletcher?
The best.
The very best. In the
best. We are very best.
Nobody does it better than us.
Nobody does it better.
That's amazing.
That was actually really good.
Who knew? Who knew you had such a good voice?
I'm like Atlanta's idol.
So listen, Fletch, Tad, Big B, Brian Jones, who's here weekly, is not with us today. He is instead out at Flowery Branch Falcons training camp. Usually probably an awesome event. I can't imagine it was much fun in the rain today. But needless to say, he's not here. We march on, though, and we are going to do his weekly top 10 without him.
I'm going to try to fill his shoes.
The show must go on.
This week, we're going to go over the top 10 offensive players in the state. I would like to say this, though. I have much respect for Brian Jones. Think he does an incredible job. But you will come to find out in the next 10 to 15 minutes that I agree with very little on this list.
No! Wow.
With that said, Tad,
attacking the man when he's not even here.
Well, he can defend himself. He can come in next week. Hey, I'm not attacking him. I said I have mad respect for Brian. I just don't agree with his list. Go for it.
All right, number 10 on Score Atlanta's top 10 Georgia offensive.
Score Atlanta's Brian Jones.
Brian Jones list. Number 10, Kendrum Malcolm, the 6 foot, 230-pound, 13-pound running back from Southwest DeKalb.
He's a big back.
Not quite that big, though. Not 230, 213.
213.
Of course, we talked about him a little earlier. I was complaining that he is not higher on Rivals' list. Of course, who really cares what Rivals says? But he is, to me, behind Mack Brown and Storm Johnson, the best running back in the state.
And I think Georgia's got a good one right there. I think
love
he's
him.
A good power back. You know, he can team with Carlton Thomas, little Thunder Lightning.
Let me say this, though. And he is known as a power back, and I don't disagree. He is a power back. He's huge.
He's nimble, though.
But he is so much faster than he's given credit for. If he gets into the open, power backs are usually guys who, when they get in the open, can be tracked down from behind.
Not this guy.
Unless you're the fastest player on the field, you're not catching him from behind. He is a home run threat with the ball in his hands. And when you can do it. When you're a power back and you can do that, that makes you, to me, a lot more valuable. Numero nine?
Number nine, Ed Christian from Lowndes High School, 6 foot five, 280-pound offensive lineman.
Florida State offensive lineman plays with a nasty streak. He's a good one right there. And that's another one of those things we were talking about earlier where Lowndes, the home school, is Florida State.
Right.
It's not necessarily Georgia.
Absolutely.
Not a surprise he's going to Florida State.
I totally agree. And he is, like you said, a really good one. To me, his best skills are kind of pulling. He's extremely athletic, runs like a tight end, just a really, really, really athletic offensive lineman. Probably end up at tackle, but he needs to gain a little weight and a little strength. But of course, everyone does at the high school level. Number seven? Number eight? Sorry.
Number eight.
So do you, by the way.
You got to lift some weights.
Trust me, I'd be in the weight room if I were a professional or training to be a college athlete. But
makes sense.
Luckily, I'm not.
Number eight, one of the best names, Storm Johnson out of Loganville, formerly out of Buford. The running back who is 6 foot one, 217 pounds.
Love Storm. We'll be talking about Storm a little later
We've
talked to Storm twice. Of course, he was a near commitment to LSU about 3.5 weeks ago. Another guy who is a big physical power back. I consider him the second best back in the state behind Mack Brown, who is committed to Florida. But Storm's a great player, and he transferred from Buford, where he would probably have to share the ball a little bit more than he will. In Loganville, where he's probably going to get 30 touches a game, literally. And he's even talked on this show about playing a little safety, which I think would be crazy, but shows you how incredibly athletic he is.
He also considers himself the best player, not only in the state.
The best running back in the country.
In the country.
Yeah. Which is, hey, you need confidence to be good.
Number seven, his name's come up a few times in the show already, Markeith Ambles out of Henry County, the 6'3", 185-pound wide receiver.
Yeah.
Committed to Tennessee. The guy has got to put on some weight. I mean, he just does. He's going to get a good hit from, say, a Joe Hayden.
I love it.
Out of Florida.
Yeah, there you go.
Would break him in half right now. But like we said, he's got his entire senior year, and he's got potentially a redshirt year, although, I don't know, Lane Kiffin might be under fire next year, and he might have to play immediately.
And
this
you're
kid
right.
is good
you're
enough
right.
to play
you
immediately.
You said it yourself. When you say he needs to gain weight, his biggest struggle right now is getting off jams. bump and run coverage. He does not do a great job getting off the line, and that is where he needs to improve. Minus that, he has the skills that you just don't develop, that you kind of, if you're a great receiver naturally, you're going to have him. I mean, he's just so graceful with the ball. I don't know. Watch the kid play. He is just a truly elite and, I think, natural receiver, which is why I have him higher than Dariq Rogers, who we'll be getting to.
Number six is Tyler Jones out of Gainesville, the 6-foot, 174-pound wide receiver.
Yeah, Tyler has really excelled this summer in 7-on-7 camps. Just known to be a really fast guy, a great route runner. One of the guys we mentioned who's committed to Harbaugh and Stanford. He's very slight. That's the only knock against him right now.
But
he doesn't have the natural size. He's only about 6 foot. Maybe 170 pounds. What did we have him listed at? 174. There you go.
But he had the genius himself, the Fighting Fupa, Charlie Weiss, after him. So he's got to be.
Oh, and he's, like I said, he catches everything that's anywhere near him. He's a very, very good route runner, and he's extremely fast. So, I like him a lot. I don't think he's better than Ambles, but hey, he's not playing for me, so.
Number five, the only quarterback on Brian Jones' list, Blake Sims, also out of Gainesville, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds.
Of course, Theodore represented him as a quarterback when in actuality he plays quarterback on the high school level, but for Alabama, the school he's presently committed to, he will play, wide receiver. He could end up on defense, but he's so good with the ball in his hands, he'll probably end up at receiver.
Number four is Dariq Rogers out of Calhoun, 6'3", 206-pound wide receiver.
This is a guy from Calhoun. He's going to finally have a true quarterback in Nash Nance to throw to him. He's going to be going to Georgia next year. He's a guy, unlike Ambles, this guy is 6'3". He's 206.
Right.
He can put a little more on his frame as well, but you're going to see him, when you have Marlon Brown, when you have A.J. Green, and then this guy, Dariq Rogers, lining up in maybe the slot or something. When they go four wide, it's going to be scary.
Before I get to Rogers, you forgot Orson Charles, who, according to James Butler, Score Atlanta's Georgia beat writer, is by far the most impressive of the young guys.
More of a
tight end. But he's still, he's going to be great. But back to Rogers, I've been critical of his production, and I like to see him prove exactly what
you'll
just said.
You'll see it this year.
Is that Nash Nance will make the difference, and I don't doubt that. The most commonly used term for him is he looks – or phrase or description.
Looks good coming off the bus.
He looks like a linebacker. Oh, when he gets off the bus, you think he's a linebacker, and then he puts on the pads and lines up at wide out, and you see him run, and you realize he has it all as a wide receiver.
Scott wishes he was a Florida Gator.
Number three. I do. I would love to have him. Number three.
Speaking of the Florida Gators, number three, Mack Brown out of MLK, a 5'11", 185-pound running back.
Yeah,
not much more you can say about Mack Brown. Not much more you can say. This guy is without question the best back in Georgia. He's the best player in Georgia according to the Sporting News. And there you go.
To me, he's in the top three with Garrison Smith and Alec Ogletree. And the thing I love about Mack is he kind of has it all. He's got good size at 6 foot, about 200, maybe a little lighter than 200, but he's got the body to put more weight on. He's incredibly fast.
I remember watching this guy when he was at Redan,
right,
as a sophomore, and thinking, good Lord.
Well, he's so fast.
And
here's the thing that people don't imagine or wouldn't expect to see is that he's a physical runner. When he gets the ball, he goes straight ahead, hits the hole about as hard as you possibly can or as hard as he can, and he never falls backwards, gets extra yardage on literally every run. And to me, that shows his versatility. He's an extremely valuable player and will be for the Florida Gators. I mean, could you find a better offense for him?
Number two, we're going Colton Houston, an offensive lineman out of Buford at 6'5", 270 pounds.
See, this is where the list falls behind a little, falls apart a little.
Yeah,
I love him.
This is a guard.
I love him.
I'm not sure I would have this guard
ahead of Mack Brown. But he's probably not even in the top 10 in the state. But still, as far as offensive linemen go, he's a mauler. I mean, the kid has a mean streak, which is what you always like to see. I think he's going to be. I imagine you'll see him starting 3 years at Georgia. I think after his freshman year,
they've got to bulk him up. He's only 270 right now.
Absolutely,
top on the list.
The state's number one prospect, according to Brian Jones, offensive prospect, is Jawan James out of North Gwinnett, a 6'6", 293-pound offensive lineman.
Now, this is a guy that will not have to redshirt at all. This guy has the weight right now because he's 293 a while ago. He's put on some weight before his senior year. You know he's going to just get out there out in Tuscaloosa and maul just like Andre Smith did.
The funny thing is you say he's not going to have to redshirt, and I don't disagree, and still I consider him an upside player because he is, to me,
well, he might not even play left tackle. They've got the DJ Fluker kid out there who's going to be a freshman this year. So put this guy over on the right
side. But he's a future NFLer if everything works out. I mean, he just has all the skills. He made the transition from tight end a couple years ago. His coach explained to us that he has just more potential than anyone you ever
see. And that may be why he's on the list because this guy, I mean, of this list, this is the only one I could see in the NFL.
Well,
as of right now,
I love Rodgers. I love his upside. If we're talking upside,
as of right now,
I agree. He's a man child, no doubt about it. Again, we got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, we'll have Centennial's Martin Jenkins on. He is the newest, or one among the newest, commitments for the Clemson Tigers. You are listening to Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Going to be another huge week for Mayhem in the AM. We start off Monday morning. It's all about football live at Flowery Branch. Domino continues his top 10 college games of the year, and we're live at the Beau Rivage in Biloxi. It's all coming up on Mayhem.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
I was so busy today, I actually spoke in text language. OMG.
I was so busy today, I ate a frozen entree. Frozen.
Oh yeah, I was so busy today, I was forced to devise a way to download email directly into my brain.
Yes, we know, you're busy. That's why we're reminding you to put Domino's Pizza and Coca-Cola on your calendar for dinner tonight. When Domino's Pizza and Ice Cold Coke are on the table, the family will gather. It's the perfect combo of convenience and deliciousness.
I was so busy today, I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator.
I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator while collating an annual report.
It's easy to make dinner time great for the family. Visit Domino's.com. Coke and Domino's are the perfect complement, and you'll have one less thing on your plate, so to speak. For a limited time, get a large Domino's pizza with any 3 toppings for just $9.99 and a free 2-liter of Coke. It's the Coke Summer Family Meal Deal. Order online or call your local Domino's. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. They'll even install them for you free of charge. Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Instead of spending tonight alone in front of the TV with a bottle of water and a TV dinner, again, why not head on over to Taco Mac and Tucker? Don't be surprised if you run into some folks you know. Taco Mac is the hangout in Tucker because there's something going on every night of the week. Call up a few friends for an evening of team trivia held every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Or plan a midweek treat for the whole family and feast on shrimp fajitas, Caribbean jerk wings, or a scrumptious buffalo tender melt. And don't worry, you'll never break the bank when you bring the kids because kids eat free every Wednesday. And don't forget the wings. Enjoy your favorite wings at Taco Mac anytime. And now you can even take the flavor home with Taco Mac's wing sauce to go. Now, doesn't that sound a whole lot better than some pre-made microwave dinner? Head on over to Taco Mac, 2845 Mountain Industrial in Tucker. And don't forget the Miller Lite.
Braves, Falcons, Dogs, Jackets, Hawks, and Thrashers. You get the drill. Atlanta's best local sports coverage. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I am Scott, the Brain Janovich, joined by Doc Proc, Fletcher Brockner, and the newest member of the team, Tad, the Greek god, Arapoglu. We do have a very special guest on the line, though, in Centennial's defensive back, Martin Jenkins. Martin, are you there, and how's your Sunday going thus far?
Yes, I'm here, and it's going pretty good.
Hey, we're glad to have you. I imagine your Sunday's going even better now that you're joining the official visit.
Yes, it is.
So I'd like to extend a congratulations. I know you just committed to the Clemson Tigers. Talk a little about that decision and what made you want to become a Tiger.
Well, I had taken an unofficial visit up there and got to meet the defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele, and it's just, you know, just kind of established a relationship with him for a little while, and then got to see the facilities and the place, and I just kind of fell in love with the place when I got up there, and I know that's where I wanted to play college football.
One quick question. You mentioned Kevin Steele. He's a guy that obviously the former Baylor coach and has since gone on to be, I believe, a defensive coordinator at Florida State, worked a little bit at Alabama, and is now at Clemson. It seems like everybody we talk to that goes to Clemson is in love with Kevin Steele. I mean, what about Kevin Steele, you know, makes you like him? And if so, if so many kids like him, how come he hasn't gotten a shot at a head coach?
Well, I'm not sure of that, but, you know, just from what I know, like, I went up there and met him, got to talk to him. He has a great personality, just seems like a great guy, and just a guy that I would love to be coached by.
There you go.
Now, Martin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe your father, Lee Jenkins, and for those who don't know, Lee Jenkins was a great cornerback in his day at the University of Tennessee, but I believe he and Kevin played a little bit together for maybe a year, and then Kevin kind of joined on as defensive coordinator or defensive assistant. Has Kevin talked to you? Have you guys talked about that? And did that play maybe a little role in your decision-making process?
Oh, yeah, that is true. But did it play a role? It wasn't a huge role. You know, my dad had told me after we met him that he played with him for a little bit, like, a year at Tennessee. When my dad was a freshman, he was a senior. So when we went on the unofficial visit, I got to talk with Coach Steele, and then, of course, my dad and Coach talked. But, not per se it made a decision with me, because I just kind of knew that's where I wanted to play.
Yeah, Clemson kind of got in on you a little late. Why do you think that was, and what made you pull the trigger so soon?
It's just always been a place that I admired. Even though I wasn't, on their radar very early, they've always been on mine from the start of the recruiting process. I've always admired Clemson.
We're being joined by Centennial cornerback Martin Jenkins. Martin, you were getting a lot of interest from Ole Miss and UNC, both up-and-coming programs. What attracted you to Clemson over those two schools?
Just kind of everything, just how we took an unofficial visit there, just went to the town. You know, the people seemed great. It just seemed like a great college town. Everybody there was in love with Clemson. The coaches, they seemed like they love what they do, even the academic advisor. We got to talk with him, and he just seemed like he loved what he do, and it just seemed like it was great people, a great place, and it just seems like a place that I would really like to play.
Yeah, talk a little about we've talked about Kevin Steele, but talk a little about their new head coach, Dabo Swinney. What you think of him? And I know you also have a relationship, a pretty close one, with Charlie Harbison. So tell us a little about those relationships.
Well, we don't have a huge relationship with me and Swinney, just because I've only got to talk to him one or two times. But just from the times that I have gotten to talk to him, he just seems also like just a great guy, and just somebody that I could definitely see myself with here, for 4 years, and then also Coach Harbison. I've also established a relationship with him. We talk every now and then, and he just also seems great, and he's a good coach, and I hear a lot of recruits talking about him as well.
This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher, Scott, and Tad joined by Centennial cornerback Martin Jenkins. And it seems like Clemson has picked up a bunch of commitments from the state of Georgia just this past week or last few weeks. How nice is it going to be knowing that you'll have a few of your fellow Georgians up there wearing the purple, orange, and white?
Peaches.
Yeah, you and your fellow peaches.
Yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see people from your area that you're going to be going to school with, like Darius Robinson. I had kind of known him already, and then he just committed, so we got to talk about that a little bit. So, we'll be two defensive backs we'll be playing together. And then it's just nice to be able to be with people that are from where you're from.
Yeah, Martin, in most recruiting circles, you're kind of thought of as a defensive back, but people don't realize that you played offense last year and had a lot of success on that side of the ball. Uh-huh. Do you plan on playing offense at all at Clemson, or is it straight cornerback for you?
Well, mainly cornerback, but, they also want me as a return man. And so, also if they need me as a receiver, I'm just willing to play wherever they need me at.
What about track? I know you have some impressive exploits on the track, and is that something you'd be interested in, maybe becoming a dual sport star for the Tigers?
Yes, sir. I do plan on running track at Clemson too.
And obviously, you got the speed, mentioning that you're going to play track, and they had you clocked at a 4.3 40. But the speed's well documented. What other parts of your game should Tiger fans be excited about?
You say what other parts of the game?
Yeah, what do you bring to the table in addition to your great speed?
With addition to my speed, you know, of course, the speed and quickness, but also, you know, I believe I have good playmaking ability, things like that.
Yeah.
And also, along with my speed and quickness.
Yeah, Martin. Moving on, I know you attended Gainesville's Friday Night Lights a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Talk about that experience and just how great an opportunity it was to play against some of the top talent in the country.
It was a great experience just to, you know, be up at the Florida campus. They have a very, very beautiful campus, but I've never been able to go against so much competition before all in one place. So it just felt like a good experience. Got to see a lot of competition, just got to compete.
Obviously, we're a couple weeks away from the high school football season getting underway. Give us a little preview of what the team's going to look like this year up at Centennial. You guys going to be back with a little bit of a bounce back year?
Yes, sir. We've been working hard almost every day this summer, just working and getting faster, stronger, bigger. So we're going to definitely impress some people this year.
Yeah, on a similar topic, or I should say on the exact same topic, you guys had a great year 2 years ago and surprised a lot of people, and then last year fell off a little bit. Why do you think that was, and what do you think the difference will be this year?
Last year, I believe we lacked just a little leadership in the team. You know, not as many people stepped up, and this year we just have so many people stepping up. We have a lot of different people that can be captains, so I could just tell it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, one final question for you, Martin. Talk about how big a relief it is to have this decision over with, and will you do a little recruiting for Clemson?
Yes, I would, and you know, it is a relief just knowing going into my senior year, just being able to focus on football.
Do you have any players in mind that you're going to go after? I know you just lost probably one of your good friends, David Yankee, to Stanford. Maybe a chance you can change his mind or anyone else on the team?
You know, of course I'll talk to him and, you know, just see how everything goes.
Sounds.
So, remind him Stanford's a long way from home. That's all you got to do.
Tell him
his mom's going to miss him too much.
There you go. Hey, listen, Martin, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your Sunday to join us and wish you all the best both on the football field and in the classroom.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate you all.
Yeah, absolutely. That, of course, was Martin Jenkins, the cornerback slash receiver slash running back slash punt returner, kick returner for Centennial High School. Of course, the newest member of the Clemson 2010 recruiting class. And you alluded to it earlier. They're kind of really hitting the state hard. Number of players, we talked about David Beasley and Corey Crawford earlier. Darius Robinson, who we went over the rivals list, who's at 16 on that list, another really, really top-notch cornerback. And then, of course, Reed Webster, the offensive lineman. So, I mean, they're getting great quality from the state of Georgia.
Well, I'm going to put it out there. You know, Dabo Swinney, the coach of Clemson, doesn't have a lot to work with in state. I mean, they've got Marcus Lattimore, who, by the way, just crossed Clemson off his list of you know, places he wants to go
from
and
Burns
College.
The dynamic Burns. That's
right,
one of the best programs.
But they just don't have a lot of talent, no disrespect to South Carolina, but it's just not there. They don't have, you know, the type of talent
they
that
don't
Georgia
have the numbers.
Has.
Right, they don't have the numbers.
Size-wise, they don't. So why would you be stupid if you're Dabo not to come into Georgia?
Well, it's not that he doesn't. I mean, of course he wants to. What's impressive is that he's been able to. To me,
he's done
a very good job. I'm going to be interested to see how well he does, and I'll tell you why. And I don't think he won't do well. But I think they had a legitimate shot at getting Bobby Johnson, who is, I believe, an alum there. And to me, we've talked about how well he's done in the state of Georgia, but that's a guy who really, I think, could have changed that program around. Of course, they're known for years I think you've been hard on them in the past.
Clemson.
For being ranked high early and then sort of falling off the radar late and always falling off the radar late. I would have liked to have seen them go after Bobby Johnson. But we'll see what Dabo does.
Maybe they did.
No, I don't think they did.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did.
We'd have to ask Bobby Johnson about that.
Yeah. We got to get to another commercial break. When we get back, we will have Westlake's speedy linebacker, Michael Taylor, joining us on the official visit. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Florida State legend Bobby Bowden.
With the situation Jimbo Fisher, and I don't know how much you can talk about it, but the president and the AD on record that they're not going to do that buyout, where does that leave you?
Now, what do you mean not going to do that buyout? Like he gets $5 million?
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to keep coaching. Me and him going to split it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Instead of spending tonight alone in front of the TV with a bottle of water and a TV dinner, again... why not head on over to Taco Mac and Tucker? Don't be surprised if you run into some folks you know. Taco Mac is the hangout in Tucker because there's something going on every night of the week. Call up a few friends for an evening of team trivia held every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Or plan a midweek treat for the whole family and feast on shrimp fajitas, Caribbean jerk wings, or a scrumptious buffalo tender melt. And don't worry, you'll never break the bank when you bring the kids because kids eat free every Wednesday. And don't forget the wings. Enjoy your favorite wings at Taco Mac anytime. And now you can even take the flavor home with Taco Mac's wing sauce to go. Now, doesn't that sound a whole lot better than some pre-made microwave dinner? Head on over to Taco Mac, 2845 Mountain Industrial in Tucker. And don't forget the Miller Lite.
Just Brakes.
Hi, my car needs new brake pads, and I just don't have time to go to the dealership.
For $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Oh, including installation?
Yes, and including a lifetime warranty on pads and shoes.
Great. I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends that you bring your car in today. A basic brake service replaces parts that are designed to wear out. Driving with a brake problem is a safety hazard and can substantially raise the cost of repairs.
But I need my car for work and it's late.
Just Brakes takes appointments up to 6 p.m. and completes the work in the same day in most cases.
Lifetime brake pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88 and my system inspected by a Just Brakes safety expert. Well, why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. See store for details.
Do you have $2,500 or more in credit card bills? Are you getting collection calls? Are your credit card companies charging you outrageous fees and interest rates? If you only make your minimum payments, your credit card balances can take a lifetime to pay off. If you call Genesis Financial today, we'll help educate you and show you our proven way you can be debt-free in 3 to 5 years. So get your credit card bills together right now and call us. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. This is not a debt consolidation loan that gets you deeper in debt. It's a debt elimination program. So call Genesis now for free advice on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. Not available in all states.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
Viking All-Pro Jared Allen on Brett Favre not returning.
I don't think this puts a speed bump in our plans at all. I think if you get a chance to get a caliber player like Brett Favre at any position, you swing for the fences and see if you get him. If not, you move on.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
Welcome to the good life.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the one, the only official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta. We are the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. Of course, I'm Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Tad Arapoglu. And we have our last guest of the day, but last but certainly not least, and by least I mean least important, one of the top linebackers in the entire state, Westlake's Michael Taylor is with us. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing quite well. I'm just happy to have you here. So let's jump right into things, Mike. And I know you have extreme interest in LSU, the Tigers. Talk about LSU specifically and what interests you in that school.
Highly interested in LSU. You know, I haven't heard from them recently. You know, it's really heated up with Tennessee. So, I mean, there's a couple SEC schools I'm looking at right now. And I'm probably going to make a decision from there. And I still have a chance to go back home to Stanford and go to California. So, I mean, three big options I have right now.
So I guess that means your top three at this point are Stanford, Tennessee, and LSU. Can you compare them and tell us what you like about each and what's, you know, maybe what's better about one than the other?
I know Tennessee and Stanford are highly excited about me. I mean, I've had a commitment talk with both of them, and they said they'll love me instantly. They said it was like a party when it was in the background when I was talking to them. So I know those are two places that are really excited about me, and I know I'll go there and I'll be loved.
Well, you're from San Diego originally. I mean, is that going to help, or does that maybe help Jim Harbaugh and the Stanford Cardinal? Or I mean, have you lived in Georgia long enough where it's going to be, I can go to LSU or Tennessee because they're a little closer to where I am now?
I mean, really where I'm from, I mean, that's not going to play anything in my future. So, I mean, I'm not going to let where I'm from play any role of what I'm going to be doing with my next, with the next 4 to 5 years of my life, which is actually a big decision. What's going to, you know, take care of what I'm going to do for the next 40 years of my life.
Hey, Michael, I know you mentioned you have an interest in Tennessee, and I don't know if you listen to our show. Actually, you probably listen to our show every Sunday.
Everybody does.
I imagine you're one of our biggest fans.
Everybody listens.
But we have been a little critical of Lane Kiffin in the past, and we were also critical of him a little today just because of, you know, he has made headlines in not always the most positive manner. Is that something that has changed your opinion of him, or do you not really care, and have you looked past that?
I mean, I've gave it thought a little bit, but you know, if he's a great head coach, you know, who's gonna be a good positive motivator and not gonna bash his players, and you know, make his players play the best for him and get the best results. I mean, if he's bringing the media attention, that's fine. But you know, as long as it's the right media attention, not negative. I know some of it has been negative, but I mean, now that he has the media attention, I think it'll die down some a bit.
And if you were to compare, say, Lane Kiffin to Jim Harbaugh, or even to Les Miles and Mark Richt, you know, what do you look for in a coach? I mean, do you look for the outstanding, I'm going to stand behind my players, or do you look for the more stable and going to be there for a while? What do you look for in a coach?
More of the one that's going to stand behind his players, you know, because there's going to be a lot of controversy in games. You know, you want a coach where you know he has your back. You know, he's going to fight for his players. And head coach, you know, you really look for that, for the one that's, you know, the fatherly role of the team. You know, he is the main guy. And you do want stability as well, but you want a coach where you know he's got your back and you know he's always 100% gonna be there for you.
Yeah, Michael, on that same topic, you have a unique opportunity to meet some of the best coaches in America. And when I say coaches, I'm talking head coaches. Of course, Lane Kiffin, we've already talked about, Les Miles, Jim Harbaugh. Can you tell some of our viewers who don't have the opportunity to meet
listeners,
those guys, our listeners, what those guys are like?
I mean, they're down-to-earth people just like everybody else. I mean, I was really excited when I would get to go those places and meet those people. But, I mean, they're regular people just like me and you. You go up to them and have a conversation with them. So, I mean, they're just normal guys with important roles.
You seem to have narrowed down the list at least to a few schools that you're looking at the most. Do you feel like you'd rather get this recruiting process over before the season starts, or is this something that you feel okay about even during your senior season?
It is something I'm going to have to do. I mean, because kids in this class are committing so early and spots are filling up so quick that you're going to probably have to make a decision before the school year or the season even starts. So that's something I'm going to have to do. I really wish I could have, you know, and took it out a little bit longer and, you know, took some officials, but I don't think you're really going to get to do that in this class with this opportunity. But, I mean, it's a process that you enjoy, you know, you enjoy it. If you let it get a hold of you, it can get the best of you and can stress you out, but you don't let it, you know, get to you. Enjoy the whole process.
Yeah, we're talking to Westlake's dynamic linebacker, Michael Taylor. Michael, let's go back to Stanford a minute. I know they have four Georgia players already committed for the class of 2010. Is that something that maybe will impact your decision? And do you ever talk to those kids, the Henry Andersons, the Tyler Joneses of Georgia recruiting world?
As a matter of fact, I know three out of the four kids that have committed. I know Tyler, Dante, and I've met the lineman before. I've talked to him before, but I talk to Tyler all the time, and you know we've been trying to work out me getting me out there. But I'm probably just gonna have to wait, take an official out there. But I talk to those kids all the time that have committed to Stanford from here.
Well, not just those kids. I'm sure you talked to your teammate Darius Robinson. He committed to Clemson earlier this week. Is that going to play any kind of role into where you might go, or has Clemson already been kind of crossed off the list with you?
No, I'm not really. I don't really have any interest in Clemson. I mean, they came to the school, talked to them a little bit, but, I mean, from there, it was no more conversation. But I know Darius was very interested in them, and, you know, he found a nice fit for himself, and I'm proud of, and I'm happy for him.
Is there any chance that you would be looking at any other ACC schools to potentially go up against Darius, maybe a Virginia Tech or a Miami?
Maybe. You know, nothing. I'm not going to close any doors, so I'm not going to say anything's not going to happen. So maybe one day I will be playing against D.
Very wise is Michael Taylor, the Westlake linebacker on Score Atlanta's official visit.
Listen, Mike, on the same note, you're from Georgia. What happened to Tech and the University of Georgia? How come they're not getting any love from Michael Taylor?
Georgia was officially my first offer. At one point, I was ready to become a dog and everything. I tried to contact them. I couldn't get any feedback, so I guess I just assumed they weren't interested anymore. At first they wanted me to commit early. They backed off of that. They said they were going to give me some time, and, you know, when I kind of was ready, I couldn't get a hold of them, and when I, you know, left messages and stuff, I wouldn't get any feedback, so I kind of assumed they weren't interested, so I moved on and searched some more options.
Yeah, Michael, tell us your timeline for making a decision, and when you do decide, what kind of player is that school going to get?
Decision will come sometime soon, and the type of player they're going to get is a player who's relentless, you know, has a high motor, relentless to the ball, will never give up, and I'm not going to stop playing till the fat lady sings. So as long as it's seconds on the clock, I'm going to be playing, you know, going at it. You know, I'm just a competitor, love to win. So
when you say
a great player.
Sorry, but when you say soon, what exactly does that mean? Are you going to wait till your season to start and maybe take all five of your official visits, or are we talking maybe the next couple weeks?
Are we talking right now on Score Atlanta's official visit?
Because
if you want to announce right now, you can. Yeah, I'm just playing with you. Go ahead, Michael.
Let him answer the question.
I mean, if I had a school right now, I mean, I would do it right now. But
there we go.
I'm trying to see. I don't know. I think it'll come sometime soon. It'll come sometime soon. It won't be too long, but it'll be a good decision for me, my family, and
Yeah.
Sometime soon.
Again, we're talking to Westlake linebacker Michael Taylor, and Michael, in the future, we would love to have you commit on this show. But when you do commit, do you think you'll kind of help recruit for that school like a lot of players do?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to try to get the best talent we can get in there along to come with me. I know at Tennessee, I know they've already got Marquise committed. And with Stanford, I know that they've got the Georgia commitments.
Right.
So, wherever I do decide to go, I'm going to definitely commit. I'll probably be a good recruiting coordinator too.
One last question, Mike. I lost that one.
Well, you're a good sport. Thanks for coming on with us, Michael. You have a great senior year, and good luck with your decision. Take everything into consideration, and don't rush it, because it's the best 4 or 5 years of your life.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, all thanks right. again, Mike.
Thank you. What a great sport he turned out to be. What a great sport. Dealing with our shenanigans.
Yeah,
maybe in the future,
right. We'll do something neat for Michael at Stats, maybe a live commitment for Michael Taylor.
That would be cool. We should do that.
What I was going
to
ask him,
try to set that up.
What I was going to ask him before
my
brain stopped working was whether he, you know, whether if winning is important to him, because the schools he's looking at are a little different. Tennessee might struggle next year.
But he's not going to play for them next year.
No, but I mean, if they're struggling next year, why would you believe? I mean,
well, with these recruiting classes,
guess,
you would think that.
But certainly LSU is in a different category than Tennessee. Would you agree?
You mean LSU who lost 5 games last year? That LSU?
LSU just won a national championship. They're rebuilding.
And lost 5 games last year.
Did you think Tech had a good season last year?
They didn't lose 5 games.
Well, but they didn't beat LSU, did they? They didn't even play with LSU. To me, they're different categories. I don't know how you
could
argue.
I think Tennessee is on its way back, maybe. I mean, I don't think it's going to be next year, but if they keep getting these good players.
You're crazy.
Despite
there's no argument you can make. Whether they have as bright a future as LSU or not, they're clearly not in the same league.
Future.
But they're
and
not
even
the same
throwing Stanford
now.
In there, that's three totally different schools.
Absolutely.
Right.
So
I think Stanford, if Harbaugh stays, though, you could definitely see them being in that second tier of Pac-10.
But I don't think they'll ever be at the level of LSU, and I don't think Tennessee will ever be at the level of LSU, and I think that's what separates these schools. My opinion.
But
my
maybe
opinion.
People don't necessarily want.
Well, that's what I was going to ask him. It's too bad.
Maybe it's
too bad I'm not good at my
job. Degree.
All right. Well, we got to get to our final last commercial break. When we come back, though, we have a very special treat for all our listeners rather than viewers. Thanks for correcting me on that,
this is
Fletch.
Radio.
We're going to talk about the best names in sports of yesterday and today. So be sure to tune into that. You are listening to the one, the only official visit on Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
Football lives here. From Blacksburg to Baton Rouge, Little Rock to Lexington, Knoxville to Gainesville. We're your roadmap for all points SEC and ACC. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
This is Chipper Jones. If we all teamed up and carpooled every now and then, we can improve traffic and take tons of pollution out of Georgia's air. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off, come back, no charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it, do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
I was so busy today, I actually spoke in text language. OMG.
I was so busy today, I ate a frozen entree. Frozen.
Oh, yeah, I was so busy today, I was forced to devise a way to download email directly into my brain.
Yes, we know you're busy. That's why we're reminding you to put Domino's Pizza and Coca-Cola on your calendar for dinner tonight. When Domino's Pizza and Ice Cold Coke are on the table, the family will gather. It's the perfect combo of convenience and deliciousness.
I was so busy today, I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator.
I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator while collating an annual report.
It's easy to make dinner time great for the family. Visit Domino's.com. Coke and Domino's are the perfect complement, and you'll have one less thing on your plate, so to speak. For a limited time, get a large Domino's pizza with any 3 toppings for just $9.99 and a free 2-liter of Coke. It's the Coke Summer Family Meal Deal. Order online or call your local Domino's. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, insight, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here. 790 The Zone, home to one of the most reputable names in all of sports. Sporting News Radio. Whether it's weeknights or weekends, Sporting News Radio. Only on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone to close out the one, the only official visit. Of course, it's the South's only all-recruiting radio show.
Which makes us
the very best in the business. I, Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by my always, my dearest of friends, Doc Brock, Fletcher Proctor, Tad the Greek God Arapoglou. And guys, in this segment, to close the show down, I would love nothing more than to talk about the best names in sports, specifically in this state. And, you know, with that said, the floor is yours. Tad, tell me who you think are the best names in sports yesterday and today. It's open. Open-ended.
I don't have too many yesterday. I'm focusing on what's going on
today.
Right now.
Tell us who you like now.
There's a lot. We mentioned the commit earlier today, Tank Sessions.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome
They're
name.
All over the place. Florida State.
Florida State, that's right. Storm Johnson, of course.
Let me interrupt Classic. Real quick. Can I just say one thing? I just want to say one thing.
Is the floor ours or not?
It's not. It's only sort of yours.
Never was such a movie.
Storm Johnson is the greatest name ever. No. Literally, yes, ever. No. Storm Johnson for a running back?
He should be a journalist, though.
I want that name.
And I'm thinking, I like Logan Winkles, the running back out of Upson Lee. I'm a big fan of that.
That's just funny.
It's a great one. And Nash Nance, to me, I like because he sounds like a sheriff.
I like the name Nash Nance. I also like the name Alec Ogletree.
I agree.
Because it's not Alex, it's Alec.
Well, he has a brother named Alex Ogletree, so you've just offended his brother. You've offended 53 recruits and his brother.
But what I'm saying is I like the name Alec. It's not that I dislike Alex.
It's just funny that he happened to have a brother named Alex, as you said that.
But also, I like the name of actually a guy from last year. You said we can include people from yesterday.
I
assume yesteryear would also be included. Yeah. Deontay Drake from Central Gwinnett. I like that name. And finally, he just transferred from Woodward Academy to Norcross. And, in fact, that's something you could have figured out if you had read ScoreATL.com. I believe it was Friday's Roundup, which you can see every morning and afternoon, a roundup on ScoreATL.com.
I know who you're going to
say. But Delino DeShields Jr. Love the name of his father when he was with the Expos. Love it even more with the son because you had the
junior. You got to keep that name going.
I'm going to start weak and work strong. Naron Ball, I think, is a great name just because it's different. I like different names.
You like
same reason
gator.
I have LaFoga Tofio on there from White County and Oja Lola from North Gwinnett. Those are really good. Then I have the kind of the Deontay Trigger, Lonnie Outlaw. I love Roman Hemingway. I was a big fan of the writer Hemingway. In fact, the Bellini is one of my favorite drinks. That was Hemingway's drink for all those either who did not know that. the best, though, Will Compton. I don't want to forget Will Compton.
Will Compton's great.
I don't want to forget Jake Skoll either. I like Jake Skoll, the dual athlete from Blessed Trinity, of course, looking at Tech and a really good baseball player. But this year's best name minus Storm Johnson, just this year, is Sherrod Go Lightly. I mean, the fact that neither of you had him on your list.
Maybe I had him written down.
You were saving him for me.
You didn't give us a whole lot of chance to talk.
That's not true. Go ahead. Sherrod, you have any more that I interrupted you on?
Yeah, St. John Days. Another
great
one. St. John
Days is really good.
Athlete out of Hillgrove. I like Jamius Gunsby.
Yeah, I like
Philip Lutzenkirchen's pretty hard to beat, though.
Yeah. Well,
that's great too.
Here are my two from yesterday. One's a kid out of Florida, so he's a little off topic, but his name is currently, always has been, Your Highness Morgan, and that is spelled Y-O-U-R-G-H-I-G-H-N-E-S-S, Your Highness Morgan. One of the greatest names ever. Don't know what his mom was thinking, but I love her for thinking that way.
Actually, there was a basketball player that went to UVA called Majestic Map.
That's awesome.
And his brother's name was Scientific.
What about Champ Bailey? We didn't even bring up the Bailey.
That's not his name, though.
Champ and Boss, those aren't their names? So then they're just creative for changing them. They get even more credit.
Nicknames.
Yeah, but that's more credit. They went by it. It's on the roster.
Who's your number one, champ? We got 40 seconds.
On the roster, my number one. You ready for this? And he was one of the top Georgia track stars in the 1940s. We were stumbling upon the records, state records, happened to stumble upon one, Dickweed. His name was Dickweed, and
Richard.
His name may be Dickweed. No. It was Dickweed. I think that takes the cake, in my opinion. One of the greatest names ever. And the great thing about Dickweed is it doesn't have to be an athlete. You could be a lawyer, and Dickweed could be your name.
All right,
Storm Johnson would probably not have success.
Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to Variable for not dumping Scott Genovi.
Of course, Michael Taylor.
Like I said, all of our guests. Dad, Scott, my name's Fletcher.
We'll
be back next week.
Should we thank our listeners?
We're out.
We'll be back from 2 to 4 next week. 2 to 4. So tune in. Of course, this is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Not just any day, but you can have everything you want your way. Tell your supervisor you're leaving early today. And I'm willing to pay for the rest of your day.
Summer. 790 The Zone is your official station for summer.
790 The Zone rules!
See, I told you. Happy summer from Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
It's summer.
Summer.
Summer's here, and the time is right for dancing in the street.
790 The Zone is done.
Happy summer from Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Hey, Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. In an about-face from the campaign trail, two of President Barack Obama's top economic advisors are refusing to rule out tax hikes to deal with the federal deficit. National Economic Council Director Larry Summers and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner both sidestepped questions on the Sunday talk shows. But Geithner says the deficit will have to be reduced for the economy to prosper long-term, while Summers says health care reform will have to be paid for somehow. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan says he's pretty sure the recession has already bottomed out. Greenspan tells ABC the Fed will eventually have to raise interest rates, but shouldn't be considering it now. Authorities in Indonesia say they will begin a land and air search operation at first light tomorrow. A plane carrying 16 people has disappeared over a mountainous jungle region in eastern Indonesia. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-567-5598. Ask about a free supply. 800-567-5598. That's 800-567-5598.
Harvard scholar Henry Louis Gates Jr. has been making jokes about his arrest last month by a white police officer at a book festival on Martha's Vineyard today. Gates says he should have been funnier in his kitchen when police showed up investigating a possible break-in. He also says he's received a number of death threats since the incident. The Food and Drug Administration is warning people not to use any Claircon products because they might contain harmful bacteria. Correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says officers with the U.S. Marshals Service have seized all skin sanitizers and skin protectants, including ingredients and components, at the Claircon Biological Chemistry Laboratory facility in Roy, Utah. The FDA's seizure of the products, along with their ingredients, occurred after Claircon did not agree to promptly destroy them. The FDA said it was protecting the public by preventing these products from entering the marketplace. Shirley Smith, Washington.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free.
800-434-9986. For you or a loved one. 800-434-9986. The first 200 callers get one for free. That's 800-434-9986.
A mass trial for more than 100 people held in connection with protests surrounding Iran's disputed June 12th presidential election began Saturday. The defendants are accused of conspiring with foreign powers to start a revolution with terrorism, subversion, and participating in a media campaign to cast a shadow on the election. Opposition leaders claim the defendants have had no access to lawyers. One on trial is a Newsweek reporter who holds both Canadian and Iranian citizenship. Cuban President Raul Castro has opened the door slightly to better relations with the U.S., but vows never to change the country's communist system. In a speech to the Cuban National Assembly on Saturday, Castro said the Obama administration has been less aggressive toward Cuba, but Castro lashed out at Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for repeatedly saying Havana needs to make changes to better relations with the U.S. Castro said, quote, I was elected to defend, maintain, and continue perfecting socialism, not destroy it. A 32-year-old New York man who caused a bomb scare at LaGuardia Airport has been ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Scott McGann of Greenwich Village allegedly attempted to detonate what has turned out to be a fake bomb, and that scare caused an evacuation Saturday morning. McGann was brought before a judge for arraignment, but was instead ordered to undergo a psychiatric examination. McGann is charged with placing a false bomb and making a terrorist threat.
I'm Mark Thomas. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fictional president of the United States.
People of Atlanta, the bailout to the Bose stimulus package just got sweeter when booking it where AtlantaPlays.com and using the offer code Atlanta. You can stay at the Beau Rivage for as low as $89 per night.
Mr. President, tell us exactly why Atlantans should head to Beau Rivage this summer.
Allow me. You see, sugar, the Beau Rivage is the bomb. It's an MGM Four Diamond Resort on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can fly there in 1 hour or drive there in 5 hours, maybe in a limo. It's a hookup, baby. I'm telling you, bachelorette parties galore, hotties by the pool. Bob Dole could get action there. It's great. In closing, the bailout to the boat package is a limited time offer. So Atlanta, act now. Thank you.
The bailout to the boat double occupancy package includes two nights hotel, two buffets, two Miller Lights, and two Bacardi cocktails for as low as $119 plus tax per person through August 8th and just $89 plus tax per person August 9th through August 31st. Book now by visiting whereatlantaplays.com and enter offer code Atlanta.
Hi, I'm Dominique Wilkins, and I play